Look, for those of you who have listened to the show from time to time over the years, you know we do a segment called Missed Connections, right? Where a couple people, maybe they have a random meet cute, right? And one of them at least express interests. They don't get a name or number, so they kind of reach out to the internet to try to reconnect with each other, right?
We never really find out if it works or not. We just assume maybe some of them are finding each other.
Sure, sure. And sometimes they're very unique and sometimes interesting ways of finding this person, right? Of discovering that there might be an interest in this person. Well, there is a guy with a sign, says his name's Jason. He's been spotted on the corner off Preston Highway. And he has another sign, but it says, "No girlfriend, please help."
Oh, okay. So he's kind of like a little personal billboard?
Yeah, almost.
Try to find a date.
Right, almost like a personal billboard, had his name and said he likes dogs, cats, he likes all animals, he likes to talk, he likes long walks.
Some people commenting, "I haven't reached this point yet, so in a certain sense, I'm winning at life."
Right. Now, look, we don't know this dude's story, but there's a commenter on the post that I saw on Reddit that says, "This guy's still married with kids, so don't know if this is legit or if he's, like, paying off a bet from the boys or something."
Oh, could have lost a bet. Yeah, maybe.
But it's getting a lot of attention nonetheless.
Well, sure. Somebody else commented, "Life is a highway. Sometimes you need to stand beside it with a sign saying you got no bees, but would like very much to change that."
Yeah, so I, you know, again, don't know this guy's story. Don't even know if Jason's his real name, but like,
nope.
You know, that's what he said on his little poster board there. I don't
he
know if anybody
a little sad about what's on the poster board. I mean, he doesn't look like he is super jazzed about it, but he's just kind of like,
But I will say, kind of looking, if it is a prank, that's kind of a funny prank to make him stand on a street corner with a sign that says, "Need a girlfriend."
1000%. It's just a little social experiment, though. Like, let's just see if this works.
No girlfriend, please help. So, again, there's no actual, like, number that we could see for anybody to text or call this person.
Yeah, like, how are they? I guess he's just expecting someone to just pull over and say, "Oh,
okay,
I'll go on a date with you. Here's my phone number." Like,
I don't know what he's...
There isn't a call to action.
Trying to accomplish with this nonetheless, but I don't know if you've seen this individual. Like I said, he's been spotted off Preston Highway. But I'd love to know if it's working or what his story is. But,
I do need to know the backstory to this picture.
Right? I know. Like, why do you find yourself on a street corner with a sign that says, with two signs, one of them that says, "No girlfriend, please help." Another one that says your name and then your likes and interests.
And then there's another comment that said, "That's my stepdad."
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, gives his name and yeah. And
so yeah, that's like I said, that there's a commenter that says that he's still married and he's got kids. So
right.
Don't know how legit that is or not, but yeah, nonetheless. Do you have a story of a unique way that you, got a date?
I need to know if this worked for him too. I do need to know the backstory to this. Has anyone done something like this and has it worked out?
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear some of your stories. Don't know if you've resorted to standing on Preston Highway with a sign that says, "No girlfriend, please help."
Which we have so many questions.
Like this one dude who says his name is Jason has been spotted doing. Do you have a unique or crazy way that you found a date in real life? Got a few responses. Tammy said he was the delivery guy for my grandma's medical supply order. Walked in carrying a box of adult diapers and started flirting.
Oh, wow.
That's confidence for you.
That is bold.
I gave
him
my number.
That's bold game. Yeah, he earned it.
He earned it. Yes, he earned it.
He earned it. Oh gosh, Sasha, I met my current boyfriend when he hit my car in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh my gosh, this could have been ripped out of your life, Kelly.
This 1000% happened to me. It was not the same kind of a story though. It was not a fairy tale.
Oh.
He felt so bad he bought my hamburger and then asked me out while we waited for the cops.
Wow.
My story played out a little differently.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't meet your husband when he hit.
Nope, sure didn't. It was a nice woman who said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And then later on, her husband called me and said, "You hit my wife. We're not paying." And that started a 2-month old saga. That was not fun. Yeah, different story.
It could have been love, but instead,
it was almost
not.
Anyway, Laura says, "I was dressed as a giant slice of pizza at a kid's birthday party." Long story, and he was the magician.
Oh.
We locked eyes across the bounce house. The rest is cheesy history.
Well, that's cute.
I love that.
Tim said, "Silent disco. I accidentally synced to her Bluetooth channel, started vibing to her playlist. She noticed we were dancing in perfect sync and said it was fate."
Oh, wow.
Well, isn't that the purpose of the silent disco? You each, like there's half the room gets one playlist and the other half gets the other.
I think so, yeah. Everyone's kind of like just listening to different stuff, right?
I was going to say, Yeah, different stuff, but like some are the same.
It would just be weird to kind of be a fly on the wall looking at everyone kind of dancing to different beats, right?
It would be
weird if you don't know what they're listening to.
Right, right. I mean, that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
It's part of
the fun. Wendy says he was my waiter.
Oh.
I ordered dessert. Oh. He brought me cheesecake and his number on the plate in chocolate syrup.
Oh.
It was smooth, sticky, but smooth.
He wrote his phone number in chocolate syrup?
Yes.
That's a big plate.
I mean, talented, too, if you can read it. That's really clever. I mean, honestly, think about that. It's not, like, super easy.
Oh, Tony texted us, "The Pizza and the Magician is a Modern Family episode." I wonder if this person made it up. Laura, come on now. Good story, though. That was great.
That is great. Oh, Jessica got a guy's number at Taco Bell drive-thru. Turned out to be an absolute creep. Oh, dang it.
Oh,
I was hoping that was going to end in an epic love story with a wedding at Taco Bell.
And sauce pack wedding dress.
Yes. Oh, dang. She asked if you would officiate a Taco Bell. Well, Ben can't officiate.
Yeah.
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could. It wouldn't be legal, but yes.
Sure. Yes.
Renee said, "In unique ways, you found a date in real life. Both stuck in an elevator for about 45 minutes. I was crying. Ooh. He was calm.
Oh, gosh.
By the time the fire department let us out, we knew each other's whole life stories and had scheduled brunch."
Oh, great. Oh, wow. Oh, that could have been like absolute. She's crying.
Right.
It's been like really embarrassing. Like this chick was losing her mind.
Yeah, right.
In the elevator.
"We're going to die. Blah, blah, blah." Yeah.
Oh, Hannah says, "At the gym, I dropped the dumbbell on his foot."
Oh, no.
Ouchie.
Okay.
I apologize with coffee, and now we lift and limp together.
Kim said, "He was the guy in front of me in the bathroom line at Bourbon and Beyond last year."
Oh.
"Turned around, offered me a wet wipe like a gentleman." Sweet. Romance is alive, y'all. You know, that is a very smart thing to bring to a festival.
Oh, 1000%.
Wet wipes.
It's going to come in handy probably in a lot of ways.
You don't even think about that.
Sam says, "My dog literally dragged me across the park to meet his dog."
Mm.
"They started sniffing." "We started talking."
Aw.
"They still date, and so do we."
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Keeping it.
Double love story.
Keeping it in the family there.
Dogs found love, too. That's great.
"My dog found love in a hopeless place." That's fun. All right.
That's
cute. Those are good stories. Thank you for that. Yeah. And we'll keep you posted on this dude named Jason who is off.
We need to know. We have questions. We need the answers. Like, what the heck is the backstory? How'd he end up there? Why does he look so sad? Why is there no phone number? Like, I don't understand what he thinks, what he hopes to get out of this. There's no way to contact him other than to, like, just stopping by and saying, "What's up?"
Yeah, exactly. All right. Good stories there on 99.70 JX.